Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and thanks for joining me. This is The Astrology Show, and I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And happy Halloween to you. Halloween is an American tradition I love and celebrate every year. So why people ask, does Halloween have anything to do with astrology? Well, sort of. It sort of does and it sort of doesn't. And there's nothing, because Halloween is the day that we celebrate the dead, and that's got nothing to do with astrology. The part that does have something to do with astrology is that it's the halfway point between the equinox and the solstice. So if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the halfway point between the fall equinox and the winter solstice. But if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the halfway point between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. Does that make sense? It can be pretty confusing sometimes. So, but really, Halloween is the halfway point between the equinox and the solstice. Now, I did some research on Halloween. I was curious with getting some more background to share with you in tonight's show. And Halloween started off in Ireland, and so it was the celebration of the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter, or the darker half of the year. And of course, you know, Halloween is celebrated October 31st. And then on November 1st, we celebrate All Saints Day. So, you know, the 31st is about celebrating the dead, and then the 1st is all about the saints. But really, according to astrology, it is the midpoint of the equinox and the solstice. Now, also this week, we have a full moon in Taurus. Now, it's not just any old regular full moon. It's a full moon with other planets aspecting it. Now, the funny thing is about this week, because each week's show I talk about the planetary influences of the week, and this week nothing's happening until Friday. And really, Friday is the only day that there is a lot of stuff going on. So we have a full moon in Taurus, we've got love planet Venus forming a really nice sextile to Saturn, planet of long term. We have the Sun forming a trine to Neptune, which is great for creativity. And then we have Venus forming an opposition to Uranus. Now, I'm going to cover all of that and more later on in the show. But basically, it's a fairly quiet week until we get to Friday, and then it sort of all hits. So it's like, instead of things being spaced out, these influences being spaced out nicely, as they usually are, everything's just sort of condensed into Friday. You know, and that happens sometimes. It's not unusual, but it's It's just interesting that it's going to be a compact week on a very intense full moon day because the full moon is in Taurus. So back to Halloween, which I'm going to dedicate this show to, because, of course, we're in the month of Scorpio. And if you heard last week's show, you will know that I was saying, well, wow, that's not surprising that, you know, we celebrate the Day of the Dead in the month of Scorpio. And so Scorpio is the planet of rebirth or regeneration. And Scorpio is probably one of the few signs that can actually handle having the Day of the Dead in their month. Scorpio is a sign that can handle just about anything. And if you didn't hear last week's show, and if you didn't hear my show dedicated to all you Scorpios out there, go to the On Times website and there's an archive of all my previous shows. And you can hear, if you're not a Scorpio, you can hear a show dedicated to your sign at the week that the sun moves into your sign. So every time the sun changes sign, I dedicate the show to that sign. So back to Halloween, you know, I come from a country, Australia. When I was growing up, we didn't celebrate Halloween. Halloween was a very American tradition, even though it originated in Ireland. And so when I came here a long time ago, I was quite fascinated by Halloween. And I just thought it was really cute because, you know, everybody gets dressed up. Not all scary and ghosts and ghouls, but again, it's like, can you imagine having Halloween when the sun is in Libra? You know, it's hard to imagine. But you know, the thing is, it's like I thought it was unusual that you'd go around knocking on people's doors and ask for candy. So we're celebrating Halloween. Happy Halloween. The show is dedicated to Halloween. And so Halloween, it doesn't have that much to do with astrology. It's just the celebration of the halfway point between the equinox and the solstice. And so in a pagan sense, Halloween is called Samhain or Samhain, and it is the halfway point between the fall equinox and the winter solstice if you're in the northern hemisphere, and reverse that if you're in the southern hemisphere. So we have four quarter days, and Samhain is one of them. The others I can barely even pronounce, but basically it's February 1st, May 1st, August 1st, and then of course November 1st, October 31st. So it's fascinating, the history around Halloween. And as I was saying before, when I was growing up in Australia, we just didn't celebrate Halloween. It was just a very American tradition. And when I first came to this country, I used to think it was fascinating that children would get dressed up in these scary costumes, knock on strangers' doors and ask for candy. And then get candy in return. So traditionally in Ireland, when Halloween first started, the word trick implies a threat or to perform mischief on the homeowners or their property if a treat is not given. And so that's where it comes from. And, you know, the practice is said to have its roots in a medieval practice called mumming, which is related to souling. Now, this is all very pagan. And again, this is not astrology at all. This is just to give you a background and a sense of, you know, the tradition of Halloween and where it comes from and what it's all about, because I was always fascinated with it. And so the tradition of mumming was practiced typically like in Scandinavian countries or Germany, and it involved persons in fancy dress parading the streets and entering houses to dance or play dice in silence. Yeah, I know, it's weird. And these traditions come about in such weird ways to our modern minds. So that's how it sort of came about. It started that way, then it turned into something else in Ireland. And then, of course, this is all about something much higher, like pagan traditions. And as I said, this is the first of four. I say the first, but it's the one that's celebrated the most. The other one, February 1st, which is the halfway point between the winter solstice and the spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. Now, the February 1st one is called Eimeolg. I think, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's also known as St. Bridget's Day. And so it's a traditional time, or there was festivities in the ancient Gaelic traditions, marking the beginning of spring. Now, if you're familiar with February 1st or around that time, it's also known in the US as Groundhog Day. And if any of you remember the movie Groundhog Day, it was amazingly funny. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to the Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and I'm talking about the planets this week. And I did say early on in the show, it's really strange because nothing's really happening until Friday. Friday is the only day of the week that we have some astrological influences going on. Now, when I say that, I just want to clarify that I don't use the moon influences because the moon is so fleeting that it is always doing something. So each week when I talk about the planets this week, it is about the major aspects, the ingresses, the lunations and the directions primarily. And of course, when the sun changes sign, I dedicate the show to that particular sign. But this week's show, I'm dedicating to Halloween, which really doesn't have that much to do with astrology. It's not an astrological influence. It's not something that regular astrologers celebrate. But that said, it is part of a pagan tradition. And astrology could be put into that category. I don't know. It's a fine line. I feel that astrology, as a professional astrologer, of course, stands alone. But it's not really connected to astrology. The only thing about Halloween is it's the midpoint between the equinox and the solstice. But it's definitely worth noting, and that's why I thought today it's very fitting, because Halloween in the US is tomorrow, October 31st. But in other parts of the world, Halloween is picking up. As I was saying, you know, growing up in Australia, Halloween, it was just this American thing that we didn't really know what it meant. And we didn't typically celebrate it. But nowadays, Halloween is celebrated in Australia and other parts of the world where it wasn't celebrated before. So it's very fitting. And just before the break, I did say Groundhog Day. Did anybody ever see that movie, Groundhog Day? Oh, it was back in, I don't know, way back when, a long time ago. Bill Murray, I think, was in it. And Groundhog Day really explains how Americans celebrate these midpoints. And really, Groundhog Day was the February 1st one. It was a really hilarious movie. And if you haven't seen it and you feel like watching, I want to say an old movie, but it's not really an old movie, definitely watch that. Then we have May 1st. Most people know May 1st, that midpoint between the spring equinox and the summer solstice as Beltane, May 1st or May Day. There's a lot of May Day festivals going on. The first thing that comes to my mind when I think of a May Day festival is dancing around the pole. And I'm really not explaining it very well either. And then, of course, we have the August 1st celebrations, as well as the midpoint. And that is really hard to pronounce. The August 1st one is Lunasar, something like that, Lunasar. And, you know, like these Gaelic pronunciations are very different. It's very hard to do it phonetically. And so August 1st, Lunasar is the beginning of the harvest season. And all these traditions, you know, typically come from Ireland and Scotland and the Isle of Man. And so this is about the start of the harvest season. So moving right along, just be careful with the candy, of course, because later on in the show I'm going to talk about the full moon, or actually in a minute I'm going to talk about the full moon. And this full moon is ruled by Venus. Because the full moon's in Taurus, and the ruling sign of Taurus, a ruling planet of Taurus, is Venus. And Venus is the ruler of sugar. So just take it easy when it comes to the sugar. Let's not get crazy. And I know, okay, maybe it's once a year, maybe I should just stop the lecture, but really, you know, the full moon happening on Friday, its ruler is Venus, the ruler of sugar. So just keep that in the back of your mind. If it's not you or you trick-or-treating, your kids, you know, maybe put a bit of a limit on that. So speaking of the full moon, so as I've been saying, not much is happening throughout this whole week until we get to Friday. And then we have the full moon in Taurus. Now, full moon in Taurus, it's all about money and finances. So full moon in Taurus, Taurus is a fixed sign. Taurus is a lot more than just about money, but because it's a full moon, so the sun in Scorpio, and the sun, by the way, is conjuncting Jupiter, trining Neptune, and then all of this, sun opposing moon in Taurus. So this is about money. And if you can focus on your money and your financial situation this week, that is a good place to start and a good use of this energy. This lunation period is all about money and finances. So it's a time to, when it comes to money, is to stick with your instincts around money. Don't be swayed by something that seems too good to be true. How about that? That's maybe a better way of saying it. And I'm saying that because the sun is opposite the moon, which is typical for a full moon, sun opposite moon, but the sun is forming a conjunction to Jupiter, and Jupiter is the planet of excess. It's a planet of hope and optimism as well. but it's also the planet of excess. So what that means is that sometimes something might seem too good to be true. You know, there's a trine. The sun's forming a trine to Neptune, which is a good thing. A trine is a good aspect. Also, it's like we want something to be idealized, or something seems glamorous when perhaps it's not so glamorous. So with the Taurus full moon on Friday, and of course, as I keep saying, there are so many influences going on Friday as well as the moon, the full moon. And, you know, some of those influences do involve the full moon, and I will break that down in a moment, just piece by piece. But with the Taurus full moon, Taurus is a very chill sign. If you think of its symbol as the bull, Taurus, the bull, and typically when we think of a bull, we think of waving a red flag and a bull charging. But really, if the bull wasn't provoked, it wouldn't be charging. Now, I always think of like how placid cows are. Cows are just so chill. They're so placid. They're just in the paddock eating grass, and that's it. So a bull, the male version of a cow, it's like they're sort of doing the same thing. The only difference is they've got these big, huge, scary horns that are pretty sharp, I would imagine, and they're not going to do anything to you unless they're provoked. So think about that with this influence of the full moon in Taurus. So it's like, don't provoke anyone unless you're prepared to be charged at. And think of running with the bulls, and I really don't like to use that example, but running with the bulls. There's another saying as well, bull in a china shop. Now, Taurus, the influence of Taurus is very chill, very relaxed, very mellow, but it's a big animal. So the symbol, with astrology, you think of the symbols of the signs. So the symbol of Taurus is a bull, and a bull is not a petite little animal. The bull is a big, big animal, very strong, very robust. So you really wouldn't want to put a bull in a china shop. Now, a china means plates, you know, like delicate, fragile plates, fancy plates. Think of fancy dinners, because Taurus is a very fancy sign. It's one of the money signs. Scorpio is the other. So it's interesting that we have this full moon in Taurus. So we've got the sun in Scorpio, which is a money sign, and the moon in Taurus, the other money sign. So that's what I was saying at the beginning of talking about this full moon. It's all about money and finances. So the thing is, it's like getting back to the saying, a bull in a china shop. You wouldn't really put a bull in a china fancy plate dinner party shop sort of thing. That was a really long, long way around saying Taurus is all chill until you sort of provoke Taurus. And so this full moon affects all of us, particularly the fixed signs. And the fixed signs are Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. So the thing is, it's like, just if you're one of the fixed signs, or you have planets in a fixed sign, for you a good focus or an outlet would be to get your finances in order. Now, the other side of Taurus is, as I said, it's fancy. Taurus likes the finer things in life. So this week, many of us might be looking to have dinner at a fabulous restaurant, or to spoil ourselves or those we love in some way. Taurus is a very sensual sign. It's all about the touch. So it's like anything we can touch, feel, smell, taste. Taurus is very tactile. So with this influence of the full moon on Friday, we're very tactile, feeling, getting our hands in the dirt. If you're into gardening, it's a fabulous time for gardening. Check the almanac, of course. But just be careful with that sweet tooth, because, as I said, the planetary ruler of this full moon is Venus, and Venus is the ruler of sugar. So if you are indulging or spoiling yourself, take the pass on the dessert, or just have one helping instead of two. And the other thing, we're going to take a break, and then I will continue with this week's planetary influences, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. We're celebrating Halloween, which is a midpoint between the equinox and the solstice. Also this week, everything's happening on Friday. Friday is going to be a quite intense day. We have a full moon in Taurus, and that's all I could even say, and it would still be intense. We do have our other planetary influences, which I will cover in just a moment. Just before the break, I was talking about what to expect this week with the full moon in Taurus. It's very tactile. It's very indulgent, and that doesn't mean in a negative way, but it is very indulgent. And also, it's a good time to focus on your finances. Getting your financial affairs in order is a great use of this energy. Also, relationships can be really satisfying at this time. Taurus is very tactile, very sensual sign. So the full moon in Taurus, it's about spending some quality time with the people you care about the most. Also spoiling not only yourself, but those people as well. Now, also with this full moon, it is conjunct Jupiter, which means it's joined with or next to Jupiter, planet of joy, hope, optimism, expansion, abundance, but also excess. So when the sun conjuncts, and this is more potent because it's part of a full moon, so when the sun is conjunct Jupiter, a lot of us are feeling happy, optimistic, elevated, goodwill is rippling out. People are feeling faith in the future, increased certainty in the goodness of humanity. We're generous. And there's no better time when the sun conjuncts Jupiter, particularly part of a full moon, to give to those in need. Or acts of goodwill or benevolence. And this week, with this influence, people might be reaching out far more than what we expect. And also, Jupiter is the planet of religion, philosophy, higher education, overseas places, foreign people. So some of us might be in touch with overseas or faraway places, or something might change how we think about our philosophy on life. It's also a good time to sign up for a course or a class. Anything around a full moon time is always very potent. It's also a good time for publishing too. And of course, traveling, because Jupiter is the planet of travel. So So we've got a full moon. The sun is conjunct Jupiter. So it's an excellent time for travel or to plan travel abroad. Or if you can't, eating out in an international restaurant or hanging out with someone from a different culture. These are really great uses of this full moon energy. And also if you tie in the finances around this full moon, it's interesting. So there might be finances from an international place or a different culture, something like that. Now, I also mentioned that the sun is not only forming a conjunction to Jupiter, it's forming a trine with Neptune. And of course, that means that the moon is sextile Neptune, which is also a really good influence. So this is a really lovely, beautiful spiritual influence. And so for this week, it's not so much about hard work, which is interesting because the full moon in Taurus is capable of hard work and capable of rolling up the sleeves and being very endurance-based, but also liking to sit back and take it easy as well. It's a bit of a dichotomy here, this energy going on, but with the sun forming a trine to Neptune, it's a wonderful influence for creativity or spirituality. It's looking at life from a higher point of view, particularly with the involvement of Jupiter. So it's like responding to life from the soul level. So anything artistic or spiritual, also compassion, so the compassionate side of life, this is a great use of this energy, is to focus on these pursuits along these lines. It's sort of a mixed bag because really with the full moon in Taurus opposing the influences of Scorpio, that's all about achievement and ambition, especially with the involvement of Jupiter. But there's also this softer side with Neptune, you know, the trine from the sun to Neptune. So people are feeling a little bit more sensitive than usual with this influence of Neptune. And there'll be, you know, emotion. And because of the involvement of Jupiter, it could be excessive emotion. It's like emotionally we're not on an even keel. And normally we aren't anyway around a full moon. It's always, you know, you've heard the myths of the full moon, people howling at the moon and people going nuts and whatever. The full moon is usually just a projection. So if people are behaving in a way that might not be normal, take a look at your own behavior because a full moon, a lot of times, if you think about what the full moon is. It lights the sky. It's a great big round white orb. It's illuminating. So if you think about what's going on around you this week, things will be illuminated and more so excessively because of Jupiter. And we might be picking up a lot more than usual around us. It's like we're reading between the lines because of the trine to Neptune. Now, Neptune is the planet of compassion and sympathy. So this is a really, really nice time to do some community service work, even anonymous acts of compassion, even visiting the sick or the elderly. Concentration may be a little bit hard with this influence from Neptune. It doesn't mean it's a negative influence or a bad influence. It just means use this energy perhaps in a different way to what you normally might. Now, the other thing that's going on is the sun in the full moon is very busy because it's also forming a sextile to Pluto. So the sun in the full moon is conjuncting Jupiter, it's trining Neptune, and it's forming a sextile to Pluto. Now, the interesting thing is Pluto is the ruler of Scorpio. So the sun is forming a sextile to Pluto. The sun in Scorpio is forming a sextile to its ruler. So there's a lot of really nice flowing energy going on this week, even though full moons are typically a time of intensity, which doesn't always mean bad. But the thing with this nice sextile brings opportunity, with a nice sextile to Pluto from the sun, it's all about a really strong cleansing energy. It's a time to turn over a new leaf, and we're doing it willingly and optimistically and in a way that maybe we hadn't thought of before, because it's like we're channeling from somewhere higher. So this is definitely a time to listen to your intuition, your instinct. Many of us will have psychic ability from the trine from Neptune. But with Pluto, it's sort of like we can put new changes or new plans into place. So there's a lot that can be accomplished this week. There really is a lot going on Friday. And it's sort of like there is so much going on Friday, now that I'm saying this all out loud. And this is only just with the full moon. This is not even all the other aspects that are not involved with the full moon. So this week is a week for turning over a new leaf. It's like listening to your instinct and setting the course that might be different to what you used to, particularly when it comes to finances. And with this sextile from Pluto, many of us are feeling really strong and empowered and focused. And it's a great time to recommit to projects or relationships that are already established but maybe floundering a little bit. It's like with this involvement from Pluto, it gives things an extra oomph, because there's a lot of strong-willed energy from Pluto right now. And so people, it's going to be hard to change the minds of people. That's the other thing. With this full moon in fixed signs, it can be a little bit stubborn. But stubborn, it doesn't have to be negative. It's just people are really focused. And once they get rolling, I think of a steamroller, people can't be swayed from the tasks that they're set out to do. It's a great time to focus on end goals, no matter how far out into the future they may be. This is a really great time with all this different energy of the full moon and all the connections the full moon is making to these strong, heavy-hitting planets. It's a wonderful time to really get focused and really go for ambition. It's like it's a time of ambition. There'll be a lot of opportunities that are presenting themselves for activities that increase dynamic personal power. So that's a good way of thinking about this week's energies, is the increase in dynamic personal power. So we should take advantage of all of this, this cosmic influence going on. It's a time to improve and to achieve. And as I said with Neptune, perception, or actually intuition, is heightened, or psychic ability, but so is perception. Now, they're similar, but they're different. Perception is very much a Pluto keyword, and psychic ability or intuition is very much a Neptunian keyword. And so with Neptune and Pluto involved with the full moon, we get like a double whammy of this type of influence. So in other words, it's going to be hard to pull the wool over people's eyes with Neptune and Pluto involved with this full moon. And also, like, strange truths may emerge that, you know, some of us might feel uncomfortable about, because Pluto is the ruler of all things deep and murky. So things that might have been hidden now come to the surface. But the key with all of this is to look at the bigger picture. Try not to focus on the minutiae or the details, because nothing about these planets indicates anything detailed or small. But what is indicated is the bigger picture, looking at things from a higher point of view. And it's like we all need to broaden our horizons. We need to step out of our comfort zone with these influences going on this week. It's like, don't stick with the tried and true. Try something different. And, you know, this is a week where we're not going to be afraid to do that. Normally we might be, depending on what it is, especially around finances. And I'm not saying take a silly risk, maybe not even saying take a risk at all, but it's sort of like, try something that's different, and make sure that you're thinking about the long term. Now, how will this full moon be affecting your sign? Well, if you're an Aries, this is a double whammy all about money. So saving and spending money, your possessions, what's yours and what's others. Make sure you have boundaries around what is yours. If you're a Taurus, this full moon is all about your appearance and yourself. And on that note, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned and I will continue after the break.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with his person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, talking about the planets this week. We have a huge full moon in Taurus. Just before the break, I was talking about how that's going to influence and affect your sign. If you're a Gemini, pay attention to your dreams. Your intuition is heightened at this time. If you're a Cancer, the focus for you is on friends and groups, online and offline, any sort of social media, of course. If you are a Leo, your focus is on your career. If you're a Virgo, the double emphasis for you from Jupiter. So this is all about publishing, higher education, anything to do with overseas. If you're a Libra, it is for you about money, and it's about money anyway with this full moon in Taurus. But for you especially. If you're a Scorpio, this is all about your relationships, but of course, when isn't it? And if you're a Sagittarius, focus on your health, diet, and fitness, as well as your daily routine. If you are a Sagittarius, if you're a Capricorn, this is about romance for you and having a good time, spending time with your children. Aquarius, it's about home and family. And if you're a Pisces, this is all about communication. So speak up. So as I keep saying, nothing's going on until Friday. So we've got this full moon in Taurus on Friday. Also on Friday, we have Venus sextile Saturn. So we have love planet Venus in, let me see here. Oops, looking at the wrong month. We have love planet Venus forming a sextile to Saturn. So we've got Venus in Libra forming a sextile to Saturn in Sagittarius. So this is really good for money as well. So that's really interesting. This week is a really, really fantastic time to focus on money and finances. Not just the full moon in Taurus, but we have Venus forming a sextile to Saturn. And also, this is a time for rolling up your sleeves and actually enjoying it. Things that we might consider a total drag normally, we actually don't mind. We can get a lot done this week. So work and labour are a good focus for the energy of Saturn forming a Venus forming a sextile to Saturn. Also, our affections are strong, but we might not be able to articulate or express them as we would prefer. This is a very sensible energy, particularly around money and relationships. And it's really good to think of long-term work or financial-related long-term steps around love and money. It's a good time to make friends, start a relationship, and focus on our old friendships as well. Also, I've been talking about this full moon and the Sun trine Neptune, and I said it was really great for listening to your intuition, creativity, and any sort of philosophy or religion with the involvement of Jupiter. Also on Friday, we have Venus opposing Uranus. So Venus is quite busy on Friday, and Venus is also the ruling planet of the full moon. And Friday is ruled by Venus anyway. Very much a Venus day on Friday. So make sure that you're either doing something with your finances or you're making a date night for Friday. It's very, very Venus ruled, lots of Venus stuff going on. So Venus opposite Uranus on Friday, a lot of us might be feeling restless or bored or dissatisfied. We want to try something different and unique. Try something out of the ordinary, I guess. If you're going on a date night, go somewhere different. Of course, not too shocking. But some of us might be having some strange impulses. So be careful not to be too radical and shocking. Won't get you very far. So we've got Venus in Libra opposing Uranus in Aries. Maybe it might be best to keep some crazy thoughts to ourselves, perhaps. So with romance, we're looking for something to spice up our love life with Venus opposite Uranus on Friday. But try not to be impetuous and try not to make any sort of major purchase on Friday, especially if it hasn't been thought about. It might be good also on Friday to leave our credit card at home and stick within a budget, because Venus, planet of love and money, will be opposing Uranus, planet of the rebel and unexpected. Anyway, that aside, now I'm going to move on to your weekly horoscope. If you're an Aries, this week is all about you wanting freedom within your relationship, but you need to negotiate it, not demand it, especially against the wishes of your sweetheart. You both have the right to your own lives, of course, but it does help if you can at least agree on how you express your separate identities. If you are a Taurus, keeping secrets from your sweetheart could end in an argument, even if you were keeping them for all the right reasons. Transparency and honesty are needed now, so have a heart-to-heart talk to bring things out into the open. If you are a Gemini, you and your lover come into conflict over your social life. Perhaps one of you wants to partay and the other wants to stay at home. You need to work it out and seek a compromise. It's not worth arguing over something that can so easily be fixed. If you are a Cancer, a future career direction causes conflict in your love life. If you will have to make sacrifices to grow your future, make sure you can sell this to your sweetheart. After all, your choices will affect him or her too. If you are a Leo, your strong views upset or offend someone this week. Oh, geez, maybe even your in-laws or your partner. While you're entitled to your opinion, think about the way you're phrasing it. Being less confrontational will remove the sting from the tail. If you are a Virgo, well, the Venus-Uranus opposition plays tug of war with your psychology. Conflicting feelings may cause drama or anxiety. Seek the help of a therapist or counsellor if you do need help, or confide in a trusted friend or ally. You are not alone. Don't ever think you are alone. If you are a Libra, a brief period of instability in your relationship rings alarm bells, but don't panic. No relationship is smooth sailing all of the time. So be kind, be loving, and be honest, and you'll quickly find things getting back on track. If you are a Scorpio, watch out for health niggles, possibly caused by a change in your diet. Stability is the most important thing for your well-being, so avoid introducing too much stress at once. Pace yourself if you're going through a difficult time. If you are a Sagittarius, avoid gambling. And I don't know if you have ever heard this before, but Sagittarius is the sign of the risk taker, aka gambling. And it doesn't mean just with money. So avoid gambling of any sort, whether that's with your money or your love. Your judgment might be off this week and you'll end up on the losing side. Much better to play it safe and stick to what and who you know. Not every week has to be a drama. Especially with your ruling planet Jupiter forming a conjunction to the sun as part of the full moon. So whatever I just said for you, Sag, times that by 10. If you are a Capricorn, rebellious kids or irritable in-laws may cause much annoyance. Oh, geez. Family ups and downs can't be avoided, but you can control your own reaction. Try to find the funny side of it and don't get so stressed out. I know, easier said than done. I get it. If you are an Aquarian, freedom of speech is important, and you may want to disclose a secret or even act as a whistleblower at work. But take proper legal advice if you need it. And on a personal level, respect is what matters after all. So be respectful and things will work out just fine. And finally, if you are a Pisces, avoid get-rich-quick schemes. There are no shortcuts to financial stability. Now, this is crucial because we have a full moon in Taurus and the sun in Scorpio conjuncting Jupiter, planet of excess. So it's really important that you don't think that there is a shortcut, because I know sometimes Jupiter, planet of excess, and planet of gambling might want to take a shortcut, but there is no such thing, of course. So for you, Pisces, focus your efforts on working hard and on creating future plans for your abundance. That's going to be easy to do because of the aspects between Venus and Saturn, and that is the sextile between Venus and Saturn. So for you, Pisces, look into the law of attraction. Give gambling a miss for this week. So that's it for your weekly horoscope. The big news, of course, is the full moon in Taurus. So it's a focus on money. And it's not just a regular old intense full moon. It has some other planetary activity, namely Sun conjuncting Jupiter and forming a sextile to Pluto and a trine to Neptune. For more information on your daily, weekly or monthly horoscope, be sure to visit the On Times website where you can find your horoscopes. That is it from me. Thank you for joining me. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, and this is The Astrology Show, and I wish you a good week.